Welcome to the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's Big Money Podcast. It's Tuesday, August 17th, and the Democracy Campaign released a report today that shows secret schmear groups, known as 527 organizations, received more than $1.3 million from Wisconsin donors during the first 6 months of 2010, which is a record. These groups are named for the IRS code that governs them, but no agency or regulations police them. These mostly out-of-state groups include the more popularly known Democratic Governors Association, Club for Growth, and Progressive Majority. These organizations can raise and spend unlimited amounts of money from any sources they want, be it individuals, unions, businesses, or trade groups. They often use that money to sponsor millions of dollars worth of negative broadcast ads and mailings to schmear state and federal candidates at election time. The $1.3 million they raised in the first half of 2010 is a whopping 128% more than the nearly $600,000 they raised just 4 years ago in the first half of 2006, which was the last comparable election year for governor. And it's more than triple the $424,000 they got just 8 years ago in the first half of 2002. With us to talk about some of the highlights and lowlights of the report is Democracy Campaign Executive Director Mike McCabe. Mike, the Democracy Campaign has tracked these groups for years to see how much Wisconsin donors give them. A lot of people, this time I think it was about 266 donors, seem to like them and give them a lot of money. So what's the problem?
Well, first of all, 266 donors is not a lot of people. We live in a state of more than 5 million people, and we're talking about a tiny, tiny fraction of 1% of the people of the state who are actually donating to these outfits. 266 people out of 5 million in this state. And then the other thing that, you know, has to be mentioned is that the top five givers accounted for two-thirds of the money. So, you know, there were 266 sources of money that were funneling cash to these 527 groups. But if you just look at the top five, that accounts for two-thirds of the money. And so a very, very elite core of large donors are bankrolling these organizations that do all the smear campaigning and that do all these ads that people are inundated with around election time. The other thing I have to mention is that what we're looking at is just some of the money that is flowing to the interest group campaigning that is done around election time. Even more of the money is going to either organizations that are organized under Section 501c4 of the Internal Revenue Code. Those are our advocacy organizations, or 501c6 trade associations. They're also receptacles for huge sums of money from these very kinds of donors, and they bankroll interest group campaigning around election time. So, you know, it's just the 527s, those organized under Section 527 of the IRS code, that have to disclose their donors. 501c4s don't, and nor do 501c6 trade associations. So this is a tip of the iceberg. It's obviously a pretty substantial tip when you're talking about the over $1 million that flowed into these groups just in the first half of 2010. But actually, even more money is flowing to the 501c4s and the C6s.
So these really aren't groups for everyday people.
These are definitely not groups for everyday people. These are outfits that are looking to extraordinarily wealthy individuals. They're looking to labor unions, and they're looking to corporations. And they're actually getting money sent to them from the treasuries of corporations and from unions, and then obviously from the personal fortunes of some extraordinarily wealthy individuals. They're not hitting up ordinary folks for money. They're looking to the big hitters.
And that kind of transitions into the next question. Who are some of these Wisconsin donors and groups that they give to? Why isn't this money just being contributed directly to the candidates if it's so important?
Well, they can't give these kinds of sums of money directly to candidates. If you want to give money to a candidate for governor, for example, an individual is limited to a $10,000 donation to a candidate for statewide office in Wisconsin. If you want to give money directly to a candidate for state senate, it's $1,000. It's the limit of what you can give. $500 is the limit for state assembly. So you can't give huge sums of money directly to candidates. So what they're doing is that if they want to write a $100,000 check or $500,000 check, they can give it to one of these outfits that then turn that into television advertising and radio spots and direct mail pieces that flood people's mailboxes and robocalls and all of those things that you're seeing financed around election time. All that campaigning is being paid for by a handful of people who can give unlimited sums of money, as much as they want. And you're basically talking about some really wealthy individuals, Milwaukee philanthropist who's an heir to the Schlitz Brewing and Alan Bradley family fortunes, Sheboygan businessman Terry Kohler, who once ran for governor in Wisconsin, is another one. And, of course, he's a very wealthy businessman. You know, the owner of Epic Systems, which makes medical record technology, is a big donor on the Democratic side. So you've got some extremely wealthy individuals who are donating. You've got some labor unions that are donating large sums, and then companies, corporations. Johnson Controls in Milwaukee is actually one of the top givers, and so that money's coming from corporate paupers. So you basically have those three sources that are donating to these kinds of outfits.
And we've talked about this being a record sum for the first 6 months of the year. Now earlier this year there was a U.S. Supreme Court decision. It's been talked about a lot. It was called Citizens United versus the Federal Election Commission. And the Supreme Court ruled that corporations and unions can spend unlimited amounts of money to influence elections. Do you think this bump in 527 contributions has anything to do with that decision?
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt that it has a lot to do with that decision. Now, I think that the other kinds of organizations that I mentioned, the 501c4 advocacy organizations, the 501c6 trade associations, like the U.S. Chamber of Commerce or Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, are probably going to be even bigger recipients. They're going to be bigger beneficiaries because right now you've got a U.S. Supreme Court ruling in January that said that corporations and labor unions can spend all they want. They can pour as much money as they wish into political campaigns. A lot of them, I think, will give to those kinds of organizations that don't have to reveal their donors. And of course, we've been fighting for rules that would create disclosure, and that's now tied up in court. We'd like to shine light on that. One place where there's some transparency is with these organizations that are under Section 527 of the IRS code, because at least they have to reveal their donors to the IRS, and then we're able to get at those IRS records. But I don't think there's any question that a message is out there that, you know, that it's sunk in now that corporations and unions can spend whatever they please on elections. And so we're going to see a heck of a lot more money flowing through those pipelines. Well, one of the pipelines, just one of them, happens to be the pipeline to these 527 groups. And, you know, the biggest recipient right now, the biggest single recipient, is the Republican Governors Association. And we've already seen that outfit doing ads in the governor's race in Wisconsin. Actually, more of the money, interestingly, is going to Democratic 527s. The National Democratic Governors Association is one of them, but the Greater Wisconsin Political Fund is another outfit that gets a lot of this money. And that's an outfit that operates under a number of sections of the IRS code. So we're only getting a glimpse at some of the money that Greater Wisconsin is raising. They're raising much more through other channels that we can't see. So there's just going to be a huge amount of money that's flowing in from an exceedingly small cadre of wealthy donors to influence the 2010 elections.
Okay. Thanks for your comments, Mike. For more details about Wisconsin donors who gave to these groups, please check out the Democracy Campaign's August 17th report on its website. Thanks for listening.